sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. It's Art Menias. How are you?
Hi, Art. How you doing?
Oh, pretty well. We're getting inundated with rain here, which is better than the drought, I reckon. So you're up in...
Yeah. We're in, I don't know, where are we? Are we still in California, Matt? We're in California, and it's hot as blazes.
I'm sure. But I think soon you'll be in the cooler Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you doing an interview, so we might as well get started.
Okay.
Yeah. So how has this tour been so far in the States, Sarah?
It's been fantastic. It's been really lovely, Art. I've pretty much every gig I've done has been lovely. There have been some return ones and then some new venues for me, and it feels like audience sizes are increasing, which is a nice thing to have.
Indeed. Speaking of new venues, I know you've played for the Fiddle and Bow Society in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where you'll be this Friday night, October 7th, before. But have you played at the Muddy Creek venue before?
I have not, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I've played at the Fiddle and Bow more times than I can count. I first played there years ago, back in another era of my life when I was living over in the USA and playing in bands, and I played at the Fiddle and Bow, and then came back, and I've, since I've started my solo career, I've played there pretty much just about every year for the past 6 or 7 years, and I think nearly every time it's been in a different venue. I've played in at least three or four different venues for the Fiddle and Bow that I can think of, so I'm really, but this new one really sounds like, from what Sonny's been telling me, it sounds lovely.
It is a lovely venue. I was there perhaps a month ago, and it's in a converted old mill into a mall. They had hardly noticed it was ever a mill anymore, with a nearby restaurant and then the venue. And across the street is a historic site, because it's in a small mid-18th century Moravian town from the earliest days of Moravian settlement in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So it's
that's cool.
Yeah. So a beautiful little village and a nice venue. You'll have fun there this Friday night, October 7th. And how can people get more information about the show in Winston-Salem?
Well, it's all listed on my website. If you go to sarahmcquaid.com, that's SARAHMCQUAID.com, and you go to the tour page, all of the details for all the shows on this tour are listed on there, and there's links to the websites for the venues themselves as well, so all the info's there.
Wonderful. And this tour of like nearly 40 dates in the United States will be followed by 22 in the UK, if I have the numbers right, and then you're going
to have the numbers right.
Then you're going to take a year off for a couple of exciting projects as well as some rest.
I've got this big list of things I want to do. I mean, not least of which is record a new album. And I thought it would be really nice to be able to focus on the album recording without having the pressure of big long tours. I mean, I won't be I'll still be gigging. In fact, one of the nice things about not touring is it frees me up to do some festivals that normally I'm not available for, because normally I'm off on tour in other parts of the world. So, for example, I just got booked for a festival on the Spanish island of Ibiza in April, and I'm really looking forward to that. They call it the Costa del Folk. And it's got a great reputation. So, and I wouldn't have been able to do that if I had a big tour scheduled. So, and then I can really focus on the new album, and I also want to do a follow-up book to my Dadgad guitar book, because, I did the original Dadgad book 20 years ago, and it's still in print, which I'm pretty proud of, but that book kind of focused on traditional Irish music, and since then my own musical focus has shifted mostly to my own songs and other all sorts of different material, from contemporary stuff to jazz to, you know, and still the odd folk song. But I wanted to do a follow-up book that would focus more on song accompaniment in Dadgad and on different styles of music besides just traditional music. Everything from folk to blues. I mean, Dadgad's a great tuning for blues, to more contemporary stuff.
Excellent. And what can you tell us about new album you'll be recording next year?
Well, I'm very excited about the producer that I'm going to be working with, but I don't want to say who it is just yet because I'm terrified of jinxing it, and it's so far away. I mean, we're scheduled to record next May, so just in case anything happens between now and May, I want to keep it as a surprise. But I'm really excited about it. It's a real musical hero of mine who I thought I would never imagined I would get the chance to work with, and he actually said to me, why don't you let me produce your next album? And I said, really, would you? So that'll just be a thrill, but I can't say who it is yet.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to hear who it is. But will you be recording this one in the U.S.?
No, I'll be recording this one in England. I mean, I do want to come back. I recorded my last album in the U.S. with my cousin Adam Pearson. He did a fantastic job, and I definitely want to come back and record another album with Adam again, up in his, especially because he's got a fancy new studio now up in upstate, well, further upstate in New York. The last album was made in Cornwall, New York, and this one, the next album that I record with Adam, will be made up in his new studio up near Hudson, New York, which we went to see on the last tour, and it looks fantastic, and I can't wait to record there. But I also want to grab this opportunity while I can, because I don't know if I'll ever get the chance again. So that's the plan for this time, and then I'll have another further album, hopefully, forward to do with Adam again.
Wonderful. And what other plans might you have for this year of writing and recording?
Well, you know, like I say, I want to do the follow-up book. I've also, there's two different book projects, because I want to do another Dadgad book, but also a lot of people have been asking me if I could do a book of my own songs, which people could play not necessarily in Dadgad. I mean, at first I was kind of thinking I'd put some of my own songs in the Dadgad book, but actually they're kind of two different projects, because some people might be interested in Dadgad but not necessarily in my songs, and other people might be interested in my songs but not necessarily in Dadgad. So I'm looking at doing a Sarah McQuaid songbook as well, and also I just want to get the chance to spend a whole year at home with my family, just making short trips away and kind of being around for all of the things that a lot of the time I'm not around for, because I spend so much time on the road. So it'll be really nice just to have a real sense of a home base for, well, it'll be over a year, because I finish up the UK leg of this tour at the start of December, and then I won't be going out on tour again until the end of January 2018. So I'll have a year and 2 months at home, and I can't wait. I mean, so much stuff I want to do. You know, I want to paint some windowsills. You know, I want to organize my office. You know, I want to put photos into photo albums. Just lots of things that keep getting put off because I'm either just back from a tour or I'm just about to go away on a tour, and so I just don't get a chance to do all those kind of long-term projects.
When was the last time you had this substantial break from the road? Can you remember?
I haven't had this long a break from the road since I became a full-time musician, and that was in 2007. So, yeah, 7 years. I guess this is my sabbatical.
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, I'll still be doing music, so it's not a complete break, but it's just a time that I can kind of pack away the big suitcase and not have to get it out for a while.
Indeed. Now, an exciting thing that happened to you earlier this year was being included in a photography exhibition.
Yeah, that was a complete fluke. I couldn't believe it. This wonderful photographer, Phil Nichols, who's quite a well-known music photographer in England. For years, he was on the staff of Melody Maker magazine, which is a, you know, the English music magazine. It's like their equivalent of Rolling Stone. And he, in his career at Melody Maker, he took really iconic photographs of everyone from Courtney Love to Bjork to Billy Idol, Amy Winehouse, all these famous artists and bands. And he also went on tour as official photographer with the Pixies and the Tindersticks, you know, kind of taking informal shots of them backstage and then taking their, you know, photographs of them on stage while they were on tour. So, you know, he's used to working with these real kind of music legends. And if, you know, and some of his pictures are just famous pictures. If you saw them, you'd recognize them, and you'd go, oh, yeah, he took that picture? Oh, wow, you know, because a lot of the time you see the pictures, and you don't have any sense of who took them. But I met him because he lives not far from where I live in Cornwall, and he came into I was hosting an open session in a pub near where I live, which I like to do. You know, I like to just get the chance to play informally sometimes with people when I'm at home. And he came in and he asked if he could take some pictures, and then luckily my manager was there at the venue and got chatting to him, and he came over to me and said, you know, I think you should meet this guy, and I think you should look him up online and, you know, see who he is and who he's photographed. And I was just blown away. And then he said, well, have you got a new album coming out? Could I take some pictures for your next album? And that was right when I had just made Walking Into White, the album that was recorded by over in the States and produced by Adam Pearce. And so I said to Paul, gosh, that'd be great, but I don't think I can afford you. And he said, oh, look, you know, we'll just set a price that you're happy with. I really want to work with you. And so he took photographs for the album that are sort of my standard press photographs as well now that you can see if you go on the website. And then I got a call from him mentioning that he had an exhibition coming up featuring his photographs of all these famous artists, and it was called Legends of Rock. And he wanted to include one of the photographs he'd taken of me in it. And we were lucky enough to be traveling through Bristol, where the exhibition was, when it was up. And so I went in there, and there I was, blown up to larger than life size, you know, these huge, massive prints that are like, you know, as tall as a person. And there I was next to, you know, just I think I was right next to Courtney Love, actually. I forget. She was definitely in the frame. There's a photo on my website of the picture, you know, my picture on the wall with all these other people. So I think I'm kind of between the Prodigy and Courtney Love, if memory serves. So pretty amazing.
Indeed it is. Now, your last tour focused so much on Walking Into White being performed live. What can folks expect this Friday night in Winston-Salem?
Well, I'm doing a real mix of material from all of my albums, including all my solo albums, as well as the Mama album that I made as a duo with Zoe Pollock. She's a singer who I met when I moved to Cornwall, and she's a former pop star. She had a massive chart hit with a song that she wrote and recorded called Sunshine on a Rainy Day, which kind of became the big get everybody out on the dance floor number in the discos, you know, and also was used on the Volkswagen commercial, and just a huge song. And she and I collaborated on an album, so I'm doing the title track, actually, from that album as part of the show, along with material from all my own, and then some new stuff that I haven't recorded. And in fact, I've got a new guitar instrumental that I'll probably put on the next album that I wrote for Zoe's wedding. She got married in July, and she actually asked me to play a wedding march for her. She said, could you play something on your guitar while I'm walking up the aisle? And I didn't have anything suitable, so I wrote something. So that's a brand new piece of music that I'll be playing, and some other new covers that I've just learned, that I don't know if I'll put them on an album or not, but they're kind of fun to do. So it'll be a real mix of material.
Oh, that sounds delightful. And then you'll be the following night up in Black Mountain, I believe, before you leave our state.
Yeah, that's a new venue for me, Whitehorse Black Mountain, run by seems like a really nice guy. I haven't met him in person, but I've corresponded with him, called Bob Hinkle. And really looking forward to that because we're actually going to be staying with a lovely couple that I met, Darcy and Doug Orr.
Yeah, wonderful.
Because Doug co-authored a book with Fiona Ritchie of Thistle and Shamrock fame called Wayfaring Strangers.
Yeah.
And Fiona actually mentioned me in the book, and she asked me up to Edinburgh to sing at the launch of the book. So I flew up to Edinburgh just to sing one song at the book launch, which is at the Edinburgh Book Festival. And that was just amazing. And Doug and Darcy were there, and we just hit it off. And they said, oh, you're going to come play White Horse Black Mountain. We'll come stay at our house. So I'm looking forward to seeing them again, too.
That'll be lovely. Doug's a friend of probably 25 years. So please give Doug and Darcy my best on Saturday. And it's been delightful having you on The Revolution Starts Now on WCOM today, Sarah. You might want to give out your website again for those who want details about this U.S. tour, since they won't be able to catch you again for more than a year.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much, Art. The website, once again, is sarahmcquaid.com, SarahMcQuaid.com. And then I'm also on Facebook at Sarah McQuaid Music, and Twitter at Sarah McQuaid, and Instagram at Sarah McQuaid Music. So you can, and all, there's links to all the social media stuff from the main website as well. So thank you so much, Art, for having me on the show, and I hope I get to see you again. Are you going to be able to make it to the Fiddle and Bow yourself?
No, I'm traveling too much that going out on a 3-hour round trip on a Friday evening's a bit more than I have the stomach for right now, unfortunately.
Oh, that's fair enough. All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on The Revolution Starts Now. I love the name of your show, by the way. That's just a wonderful name for a radio show. I like the little play on words with revolution and revolution. It's cool.
Thanks, Sarah. And now that we're done with the interview, would you mind, since you mentioned that, just do a quick sort of ID, like you're listening to Art Menias on The Revolution Starts Now on WCOM, Chapel Hill and Carborough.
Yeah, sure, I can do that. Or do you want me to record a proper station ID? Because I'm on a mobile phone, so you're not going to get a great thing. I can. I've got to do a station ID for somebody else, actually. So do you want me to do? We can do that. We're going to do it at sound check of one of the gigs.
That'd be wonderful. I'd greatly appreciate that, Sarah.
Can you drop me a quick email and just tell me exactly, you know, those things you want me to mention? Do I mention Chapel Hill, Carborough, WCOM, and so on, and call numbers or whatever? Just tell me what you want me to mention, and then we'll do a nice station ID for you that'll be nice and clean.
Wonderful. I'll do that and greatly appreciate it. And you and Martin travel safely and well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Art. Martin says hello.
Hey, Martin.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a million. Lovely talking to you.
What lovely talking to you, Sarah. Thanks.
Okay. Cheers. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.